Good evening and welcome. My name is Shadi Ardalan, and I'll be leading tonight's teleclass. Tonight's teleclass is on the 7 reasons why women don't get what we need from men. Welcome and thank you. Thank you for joining me for the next hour so I could give you some really powerful, transformative information that can help you with your relationships with all men in all circumstances immediately. This teleclass is being offered by PAX Programs. PAX Programs is a company, and PAX is a Latin word for peace. It's also an acronym for partnership, adoration, and ecstasy. Tonight, I'm going to be giving you some extraordinary information which you can immediately apply to improve your relationships with all men and all women in your life. Thank you for being someone who is interested in letting go of some old beliefs, someone who's interested in questioning your perceptions, especially ones that are validated every day by our culture. But thank you for being someone who is courageous enough to be able to explore relationships and what it takes to be in a really great, wonderful, satisfying, juicy, magnetic relationship. 23 years ago, Alison Armstrong, she is the founder of PAX Programs and the creator of all of our workshops, including the Queen's Code workshop, found out that she was something called a frog farmer. I'm sure many of you know the story of the princess who kisses a frog and he turns himself into a handsome prince. It would be hard not to know that fairy tale. Well, Alison found out that for most women, the fairy tale can actually happen in reverse. Most women can turn princes into frogs. Here's what it looks like. In the beginning, he starts out wonderful. He's the things that you like. So if you like attention, he's calling you. If you like communication, you're having really long, in-depth conversations. If you like generosity, he's taking you out and picking up the tab. But then, it could be just a matter of days or weeks or months or years, he becomes disconnected, disinterested, and lazy. So, in an effort to transform her relationships with men, Alison started studying men. She started studying men by starting to research men, to try to figure out what brings out the prince and what brings out the frog. One of the things that she discovered is every man is both part prince and part frog. And as women, we have a lot to do with which one we get, which is actually very empowering. Because what we have to offer you is what to stop doing that brings out the worst in men, the frog, and what to do instead, what to do that will bring out the best in men, the prince. And here's some really great news. We're going to teach you what to do to bring out the best in men, the prince, without using strategy or manipulation or games, because they don't work. And for the very rare times that they do work, it's not sustainable and it's never fulfilling. What we have to offer you are some simple, practical tools that men have told us work much better in getting what we need and what makes us happy from them. You may be wondering about me, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. My first name is Shadi. It's an unusual name. It's spelled S-H-A-D-E-E. And if you're wondering where that's from, it's actually Persian. It's from the Middle East. And in Farsi, it means happy. And it's one of my parents' greatest wish for me, and I am. And being happy is actually really, really important and necessary. Your capacity, your willingness, your receptivity to happiness is important if you are interested in having satisfying relationships with men. I live in Los Angeles, and I work for PAX Programs in a variety of capacities. I lead our programs, I lead our weekend program, including the one called the Queen's Code Workshop. I also train people to lead that program. I also partner with our sales and marketing division in an effort to try to get this message of partnership out to the world. You may be wondering, how did I come upon this information? Well, back in 2005, I was complaining about men. I was complaining about men to my friend Gary. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was some version of this. Either I suck or men suck, but this thing sucks. And that was actually the cleaned up version, because I was really angry. I was really angry that I grew up and there wasn't a man there waiting to be my prince, eager to be my prince, happy to be my prince. My friend Gary, being very astute, well, he said, you need to go and do this workshop. You need to go and do this workshop by Alison Armstrong. And I was reluctant, skeptical, and critical, because I had done a lot of great workshops. I read a lot of great books. I'm somebody who works on herself. And so I thought, you know, I'm pretty informed, enlightened, transformed. You know, what's another workshop going to do for me? I've done so many of them. He was like, yeah, you really need to do this workshop. Just give it a try. There might be some things still. So I trusted my friend Gary, but only because I'd seen Alison Armstrong. I saw her when I went to an introductory event, and I saw with my own eyes and heard with my own ears the real deal. Maybe you experienced that in your life. When you're in front of a master, somebody who you know has walked through the fire and came out the other side glorious. Because I listened to her tell me about her relationships with men, and I was blown away. Because she had men in her life who gave her what she needed, who gave her the attention, the adoration, the admiration that she needed. She also got the love. She got being cherished. She had men in her life that were actually coming to her because they respected her opinion. These were men who were willing to be influenced by her. And this just wasn't her husband or her son or her father or her brother. This was all men. She could have gone on for hours about how men treat her like the queen she is. And I thought, I want what she has. So I did our workshop, the Queen's Code Workshop. It used to be called Celebrating Men, Satisfy Women. Back when I did it, it was called Celebrating Men, Satisfy Women. I came into that course. I came in on Saturday morning, angry, hurt, disappointed by men. And I left on Sunday evening happy, really, really happy. I was happy to share the planet with men. I was hopeful for my future. And I was joyful. I was joyful about all the possibilities that were now available to me. And since then, my world has never been the same. I now understand how to get what I need from men without manipulation, threats, tantrums, game playing. I now know how to be a queen who inspires men to give me what I need and what makes me happy. And since then, I lead our weekend workshop, the Queen's Code Workshop. And I have led this course over 50 times to over 1,000 women all over this United States, from Boston to Los Angeles, from San Francisco to San Diego. I've led in Texas and in Minnesota. And this is what I need you to know. No matter a woman's age, relationship history, educational background, or life experience, it always works. the Queen's Code Workshop always works. It will transform your view of men forever in 2 short days. You can come in with whatever hurts, upsets, disappointments you have had in your relationships with men, and you can leave healed and free to love and partner with men like you never have before. What you get is a profound level of transformation that makes for better understanding and communication with all the men in your life. And when you get more understanding and communication, that's when you can start being a satisfied woman. That's when you can start having satisfying relationships. So this teleclass tonight, I'm going to be teaching you about the 7 reasons why women don't get what we need from men. We have many more topics to teach you at our live weekend workshops. The Queen Code Workshop is the first course women are eligible to take with us. And this is the course where women come to learn about men. This is how you understand men. This is how you get to understand what's finally going on in your relationships with men. And we give you the tools so you can have better communication with all men. Now, you may be a man and listening to this call. Thank you for joining us, by the way. We have a course for you as well. We have a course for you in which you can come and understand women. So that's available for the men in your life. And what's great about that course is that course is co-ed. So men and women can come to the course, and it's called the Queen's Code Challenge. And that's where you learn how to understand women. The information I'm going to be giving you tonight is just a taste of what we offer. It's like the samples you can get when you're shopping at Costco. We're not new, but we may be new to you, and you may be starving for some relief. But you might be wondering, what is this? So we're going to give you a taste before you actually commit. This teleclass is a chance for you to try us out, and hopefully to give you a little something to hold you over until you get the main dish, which is our weekend workshop. So you won't just hear about what we have to offer. You'll actually get a sample of the information that you can use in your life immediately. But while this information is great and it's transformative and it's powerful and profound, it's just a fraction of what we have learned about men. And I hope you find it so interesting, so immediately useful, that you can't wait to get more. So, by the end of this teleclass, I'm going to give you the information that you need in order for you to be able to register into the Queen's Code Workshop if you're a woman. I'm also going to give you a chance to register for that course at a deep discount. So let's get into tonight's topic. The 7 reasons why women don't get what they need from men. Reason number one is this: wrong attitude. So let's look at what an attitude is, and then we're going to look at what's the wrong attitude. Okay? So an attitude is a feeling or way of thinking that affects a person's behavior. Another way to say that is either you feel something or think something, and then the action or the behavior follows. Okay? First you have the feeling or the thought, then the action, or another word for that is behavior, follows. Women have an attitude that gets in the way of getting what we need from men. Our attitude actually gets in the way. It's a roadblock. So whenever you're not getting what you need from men, first place to look is, what is my attitude? One common attitude is being skeptical. Have you ever thought, he doesn't want me to have it? He doesn't want me to have it. Whether it's a piece of jewelry or a new car or even help with the chores, he doesn't want me to have that thing. Another thought you might have is, well, why doesn't he want to give it to me? Women don't think that men want them to have what they need or that men don't want to give what we need to us, because if they did want us to have what we need, well, we would have it already. So one attitude is being skeptical, thinking that men are actively withholding whatever it is that we need. Another attitude is being suspicious. Women are suspicious of men's motives. Have you ever thought, if he gives me what I need, well, what will I have to give him in return? What do I owe him in return? What does this mean? What is he going to be expecting? And then another attitude that's very popular is being entitled. Some women expect immediate compliance to their demands and try to make men think that they owe them. It sounds like this. Where is it already? I'm your fill in the blank. I'm your wife. I'm your mother. I'm your girlfriend. I'm your lover. I'm your boss. I'm your sister. I'm your daughter. It's an attitude of being entitled. If you've ever thought, you know, I shouldn't have to ask for this because I'm his. Or you owe me this because of everything I've done for you, all the sacrifice I do for you. If you've ever thought, you're overdue, buddy. Give it to me right now. So here's what I need you to know. Our attitude is decisive. It actually determines what women can get from men. It determines the quality, the quantity, and the frequency of what men give to women. So what there is to do is to take an honest look at your attitude towards men. Look at your interactions with men and notice what you feel or what you think when you ask for what you need. Are you skeptical or suspicious or entitled? Or maybe you're angry and you feel like you have to manipulate them. Maybe you're invalidated and hurt, and you feel so disheartened, downtrodden, put down, and you just want to give up. Or maybe you're confused or frustrated by their mixed messages, and you feel like, I just need a better strategy. So what there is to do is just to look at your attitude. There are so many possible attitudes you can have. I just named a couple. But our attitude gets in the way of getting what we ask for from men. These attitudes and many, many more get in the way of asking for what we need from men in a way that compels them to give us what we need, when we need it, and how much we need of it. The first reason we're not getting what we need from men is a wrong attitude. So the first thing there is to do is to look at your attitude. Okay. Second reason. Reason number two. Reason number two for why women don't get what we need from men is we are ignorant about how men think. We are ignorant about how men think. Ignorance means a lack of knowledge, understanding, or education. So the second reason women don't get what they need from men is because women are ignorant. I didn't say stupid, I said ignorant. Ignorant means a lack of knowledge, understanding, and education. What we don't understand, what we don't have the knowledge and education for, is how men are designed. Women are ignorant of two very important facts that make men different than us. Women do not understand the way men think because they don't understand how a man's brain is designed. See, we don't know that men's brains are organized very differently from ours, that their brains actually have them think differently than our brains, have us think. Men's brains are organized differently, not defectively. Differently. So men's brains are organized differently. Men and women, we both have human brains, absolutely. We both have a right and left hemisphere, absolutely. We both have the same components, absolutely, but they're organized differently. And because women don't know how men think, they ask men for what they need at a time when men cannot process the information, can't retain the information, and can't act upon the information because they never heard it in the first place. Have you ever experienced telling a man what you needed and it goes nowhere? You may even have this very long and in-depth conversation, gave him all these details, thought for sure he understood, but nothing happened. Well, being able to hear, process, and therefore remember what was said is imperative for a man to be able to do what you are asking for. So the next thing I need you to start noticing is start to notice how the men in your life think, talk, and act differently than you do. And catch yourself when you think it's wrong. Start to notice how they're different and catch yourself when you think that's the wrong way to think, talk, or behave. And in that moment, after you've caught yourself, ask this question. This is one of the first questions that Alison Armstrong used to start researching men. The question is, what if there's a good reason for that? What if there's a good reason for that? Okay? So the first thing for you to do is to notice your attitude. The second thing for you to do is notice when you think he's behaving wrongly. And notice it's just different. And ask yourself, is there a good reason for that? Could there be a good reason for that? What if there's a good reason for that? Okay? Reason number three why women do not get what we need from men. This is a second way that we're ignorant. We are ignorant about how to motivate a man. To motivate means to stimulate someone's interest in or enthusiasm for doing something. Have you ever thought, I want him to want to fill in the blank. I want him to want to wash the dishes. I want him to want to bring me flowers. I want him to want to call me. I want him to want to share his feelings with me. When you say that to yourself, what you're wanting is him to be motivated. Motivate to stimulate someone's interest in or enthusiasm for doing something. But you want him to be motivated from within. The good news is that's actually how men are motivated. The second way women are ignorant is that women don't know how men are motivated and therefore don't motivate men in a compelling way. Women assume men are motivated by the same things women are motivated by. The truth is, women have no clue what motivates men. Thus, women try everything they know, which are typically techniques that work on women. And when these methods don't work on a man, we, as women, become burnt out and upset. So one of the popular ways that we try to motivate a man is through criticism. Have you ever criticized a man? It sounds like this. You don't bring me flowers anymore. Why don't you bring me flowers anymore? You used to bring me flowers. Or why haven't you bring me flowers anymore? Why haven't you brought me flowers lately? Or it could sound like, why don't you call me? When are you going to do the dishes? You didn't text me during the day like you said you would. Now, criticism works on a woman. When a woman is criticized, she will actually submit, change, and resent it. But she did that thing, whatever it was. When a woman feels criticized, we do all sorts of things, whether it is change careers or change outfits. Women are motivated by criticism, and we will change to avoid criticism. Since women don't understand what motivates men, women assume men are motivated like women, and that leads women to think that a man will give her what she needs if she just criticizes him for not giving it to her in the first place. I'll repeat that. Since women don't understand what motivates men, women assume men are motivated like women are. And that leads women to think that a man will give her what she needs if she just criticizes him for not giving it to her in the first place. Have you ever tried that tactic? Women presume that if men loved, cared, and respected us more, then they would respond to criticism like a woman would. But men are not affected the same way by criticism as women are. They actually have four layers of protection that guard them from the effects of criticism. Lucky them. Women take it personally when men don't give them what they need. And women presume men are jerks or insensitive or immature or unevolved or out of touch or selfish. We presume these things when men don't give us what we need. We think that they're misbehaving. So what I want you to start doing is I want you to look at the complaints you have about the men in your life and make a list. The list would look like this. It needs four columns. Write down that man's name, your relationship to him, whatever your complaint is. And then the last column is you need to look at what do you need. Because a complaint is just a cowardly way of asking for what you need. We call it chicken with a need. It's a cowardly way of asking for what you need. If you're wondering what is the courageous way to ask for what you need, it would be being direct. So I'll give you an example. When you take out that piece of paper, you write down the name of the person, your relationship to that person, the complaint that you have, and then the need that you have that's going unmet. So it looked like Bob, Dad, he's my dad, he's overprotective. What I need is I need trust. I need peace. I need understanding. I need better communication. So whenever you have a need, what's happening is that all that's going on is you have an unmet, I'm sorry, whenever you're upset, you have a need that's going unmet. And what we typically do as women is, when we're upset, is we complain. What would make you a queen is, when you have a complaint, you start looking, oh my goodness, this is a signal. I'm upset because I don't have something that I need. Okay, let's see, what is it that I need? And then I'm going to go and ask for it. See, that's what a queen does. A queen is not someone who's never upset. A queen is not someone who never has problems. Because that's not realistic. No, a queen is powerful at getting what she needs in a way that works. Let's look at reason number four. Reason number four for why women don't get what we need from men. Lack of communication. Reason number four is lack of communication. Communication means the imparting or exchanging of information or news. The successful conveying or sharing of ideas and feelings. Means of connection between people or places. So exchanging information, conveying ideas and feelings, connecting. That's communication. Sounds good, right? That's exactly what we want. We want information, we want ideas, we want feelings, we want connection. Sounds great. Well, as a woman, we think that if a man really loves us, she should not have to tell him what we need. Have you ever said or thought, if I have to tell him, then it doesn't count? If I have to tell him, it doesn't count. I want him to want to call me. I want him to want to be with me and take me out on dates. Again, women's brains are designed differently, not defectively, just like men's. Just different, not defective. Women's brains are designed to pick up on those little hints and subtle clues that we drop. A man's brain does not work that way, and for a good reason. Women have a different relationship to communication than men. Our communication style is designed to create connection, and it does that very, very well when we speak to women. But this default way of communicating creates distance, frustration, and misunderstandings when men, excuse me. But this default way of communicating creates distance, frustration, and misunderstandings when women speak to men in that manner. So men and women, we have a different relationship to communication. A woman's relationship to communication creates connection when she's speaking to another woman. But when she's speaking to a man, it actually creates distance, frustration, and misunderstandings. So this is how you apply the information I just gave you. Stop speaking hint with men. Hint, H-I-N-T, hint. Hint sounds like this. I just love roses. Don't you? Aren't they just beautiful? I don't know a single woman who doesn't love roses. Hint sounds like, I heard there's this new restaurant and everyone is saying it's amazing. Or it sounds like this. Boy, those plants look really dry. The garbage looks so full. I'm kind of thirsty, are you? Oh, my neck and shoulders are so tight. What to do instead is to ask for what you need directly, concisely, and graciously. That's what a queen does. It sounds like this. Roses make me really happy. Would you bring me roses sometime? Maybe next time when we go out. Or can we go to this new restaurant that my friends are raving about? Or, would you water the plants and take out the trash? Or, could you give me a glass of water? Would you rub my shoulders and neck? Let's look at reason number 5 for why women don't get what we need from men. Reason number 5, poor choice of words. Poor choice of words. So, choice. Choice is an act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. When you give a person choice, they get to select or make a decision from all the different possibilities. Well, in the area of communication, there's a lot of possibilities. Even when a woman does decide to tell a man what she needs, women don't do it with words that men actually can hear and understand. Women use the same words as men, not knowing that they can have a different meaning to a man than they do with a woman. For example, the word affection. Affection to a woman can look like holding hands, or kind words, or a love letter. To a man, affection can mean sex. Intimacy is another word that can be misinterpreted. To a woman, intimacy can mean a deep understanding and inner knowing of another's feelings and emotions. Into me see. You see inside of me. Intimacy to a man can be a euphemism for sex. Another word, shopping. To a man, shopping means to go to a store to purchase what is needed. A man will say, I need a pair of shoes. He goes to the mall. An hour later, he comes back with a pair of shoes. To a woman, shopping means to go and look at all the different possibilities and perhaps purchase some of them if they suit her. So a woman can say, I'm going to go shopping. I need a pair of shoes. 4 hours later, she comes back from the mall, having looked at all the different variety of lingerie and Godiva chocolate and candles, children's toys, and maybe some furniture, and came back with no shoes. Now, did she go shopping? Absolutely. But none of the shoes suit her. Women, we have a poor choice of words when we speak to a man, because we assume that they are speaking the same language as us. But the same words have different meanings to men and women. Not understanding precisely what men mean when they speak leads to disappointment, frustration, broken promises, and heartache. Next time you don't understand what a man said or did, ask him, instead of assuming the meaning. Let go of the fear of looking stupid or that the meaning is obvious, universal, undeniable, or shouldn't be questioned. Instead, ask this question. What did you mean by that? Or you can ask the question, what were you thinking that had you do it that way? But before you ask, you must let go of any ideas you have of what his reasons could be. Again, it goes back to your attitude. Listen to him from an attitude of being curious, open, and willing to be delighted. What did you mean by that? What were you thinking that had you do it that way? Reason number 6. Reason number 6 why women don't get what we need from men. We drop the ball. We drop the ball. So the first part of partnership is part, as in a role. Women play a part in getting what we need from men. I said we play a part, and that does not mean do it yourself. See, as women, we think that all we have to do is tell them what we need, and that if we describe it sufficiently, then voila, it should just happen. We as women don't play our part. Then we get upset. We get upset when we don't get what we need. When we play our part, we've actually set up a man to win with us, to give us what we most need. As women, we can just demand something of a man and then expect him to pick up the ball and run with it. Not playing our part explains why most married women are taking out their own trash and why most single women don't get enough phone calls or text messages from the men that they date. So there's a very critical question to ask. This is the partnership question. This is how you can play your part. After you've asked a man for what you need, you say this. What do you need from me in order to give me what I'm asking for? What do you need in order to give me what I'm asking for? What do you need in order to give me what I'm asking for? Then again, you need to let go. You need to let go of any ideas that you have of what his needs may be. Once again, it goes back to the attitude. Listen from this attitude of being curious and open and willing to partner, willing to set him up to win with you. Reason number 7. So this is the very last reason. And this is, yet again, all comes down to another A word. Reason number 7 is failure to appreciate. Failure to appreciate. Appreciate means to recognize the full worth of, to increase in value or price. Failure to appreciate is also another way that women don't understand how men are motivated and how we don't understand how critical our attitude is. Here's another way that a woman's attitude prevents her from getting what she needs from men. When we don't understand the role of appreciation, we as women don't understand how men experience appreciation and how they want to be shown appreciation. Have you ever thought, why is it when a man vacuums the living room rug, he thinks he deserves a freaking parade? Or if he finishes his work on time, he deserves a standing ovation. Or if he calls when he said he was going to call, he deserves a medal. Have you ever thought that? Like, I do these things all day long. Nobody asks me to do these things. And nobody's thanking me for doing all these things. I just do them. Here's the thing. Whatever you appreciate, you're going to get more of. Women, we don't understand what appreciation looks like for a man. And unfortunately, us not appreciating men and not appreciating men in a way that works for men, and instead choosing to appreciate men in a way that would work for a woman, actually has appreciation not register for a man at all. So a lot of times as women, we think we're appreciating men, but often the way that we appreciate them does not register for appreciation. And when a man feels unappreciated, he keeps on asking for it, and the appreciation does not happen, he then becomes demotivated. If you have a man in your life who is sitting on the couch doing nothing, and you're running around like a crazy person doing everything, you have a demotivated man. What we need to understand is that men learn from winning. If anything a man is appreciated for, he will do again. But when women express appreciation in the way that women like it expressed to us, instead of a way that a man needs it, the way appreciation that actually resonates for who they are as men and really hits home with them, it's as if, well, we never expressed appreciation in the first place. So we actually have to learn how to express appreciation to a man in a way that works for him. Because whatever you appreciate, you will get more of. So if you're thinking, well, I said thank you. I said thank you up and down and sideways. I'm sure he felt appreciated, but then he never did that thing again. What I'd like you to look at is maybe the form of the appreciation that you gave to him didn't work. Maybe the amount didn't work. Maybe the timing didn't work. So what there is for you to do is to find out from the men in your life how they want to be appreciated, when they want to be appreciated, and how much they need it. So here are some questions you can ask the men in your life. You can ask, how can I appreciate you for this? Or how would you like me to appreciate you? Or when do you need to be appreciated? Or you can ask, were you appreciated enough? So those are the seven reasons why women aren't getting what we need from men. Unfortunately, not understanding these reasons, they actually prevent women from having satisfying relationships. Not understanding men prevents us from getting the communication and connection we crave in our relationships with men. Thus, what you're going to need in order to have the relationships that your heart craves is you're going to need a new attitude, one that has you see men in a way that doesn't create any resistance in them to give you what you need. You're also going to need to know when to tell them what you need. You'll need to understand how they are motivated. You'll need to know how to tell them what you need in a way that they can actually hear you, with a specific word to use so that men can give you what you need instead of what they think you meant. You'll also need to know what to say to actually create partnership. You'll need that partnership question. And finally, you'll need to give appreciation that resonates with him. When women do these steps, men keep giving us what we need over and over and over again. And when we get what we need with regularity, consistency, predictability, and delight from the men in our lives, we can actually be satisfied and happy and ready and willing to partner with men. So that was a taste of the kind of transformational information we provide at PAX Programs. That was a taste of what's available when you do the Queen's Code Workshop.
We have an amazing world, and we want to share our world with you while making it as easy as possible for you to make a clear choice for yourself. Many of you are ready to register into our weekend course, the Queen's Code Workshop, formerly known as Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. I'm going to give you the details you need to register, plus I'll tell you about the special gifts you receive with your registration. To register, go to www.registerunderstandmen.com. When you pay in full, the tuition for the two-day workshop is $849. Again, that's when you pay in full. You save the most money when you pay in full. But we created a payment plan option because we didn't want people to be stopped by money. Transforming your relationships with men forever is too important to let money get in the way. Our payment plan option is 7 payments of $125 that will be deducted from your credit card or debit card every 30 days. You save the most if you pay in full because there's a $25 administrative fee when you use the payment plan. The way the payment plan works is it's not layaway. You do not have to make all your payments before you do the workshop. If you wanted to be in the Queen's Code workshop this coming weekend, you register with the payment plan, you make your first payment of $125, you can take the course, and then your second payment of $125 will happen 30 days after the first payment. Regardless of if you register by paying in full or doing a payment plan, you will receive 3 bonuses for registering. These are very useful, practical gifts. One of them you can use as soon as you're finished with your registration. We want you to continue your education with us as soon as possible, and we're going to give you something to tie you over until you attend the live workshop. After you register for the Queen's Code workshop, you will immediately receive the downloadable audio recording, Loving More by Sacrificing Less. It's very common for us to believe that love means that you sacrifice. Have you ever noticed that sacrificing only leaves you resentful, tired, and angry? What if it's actually an act of love not to sacrifice? What if you could partner without sacrificing yourself? In this recording, you'll learn how to stop wasting your time and energy on things that just leave you feeling depleted, neglected, and used. And you'll learn how to get the appreciation you need so you can feel valued and loved. This recording costs $89. But when you register for the Queen's Code workshop, you'll receive it as a bonus. Now that's one of the gifts that we have for you. Then after you complete the weekend course, you have 2 more bonuses waiting for you. You will have a 30-minute private coaching session with a program leader like myself. Many of your questions will get answered at the weekend workshop, but you may have some left. You may have a couple of questions still lingering in your head, perhaps about a particular man or a specific scenario. We give you a private coaching session so you can get the personal attention you need to feel confident with the tools we gave you at the course. This private coaching session costs $48, but you'll get it as a gift from us when you register. Finally, the third gift. The third gift you will receive once you register for the Queen's Code workshop is a 3-session follow-up teleclass series that includes topics such as how to bring out the best in men, you win when he wins, and how to change a man. This teleclass series costs $125. The combined value for the course and all these products is $1,111. You'll get all of it for $849, or 7 payments of $125. That's a 24% savings. You're going to get $262 in bonuses once you register. So go to registerunderstandmen.com and register for the Queen's Code workshop. And when you do so, you're going to get the weekend course, the audio recording, the coaching session, and a follow-up teleclass series, all for $849, or 7 payments of $125. You can transfer to another date to another city free of charge as long as you do it 46 days before the workshop. And also, we need to do it on your account on our website, which you'll create when you register. I also want you to know how much we appreciate you trusting us to deliver our promise. Our promise is this: if you give us 2 days of your life and participate fully, we will transform your view of men forever. We are so sure of this that we have a 100% money-back guarantee. We're always looking to make sure it's a fit between what you're looking for and what we provide, Because otherwise, you'll just end up getting your money back, but we have wasted your time, and we can never give you your time back. This is the kind of thing that you want to do as soon as possible. Please end your suffering with men as soon as possible. It's really all about you being satisfied. It's all about you getting what you need from men. It's all about you being happy. It's all about you being a queen, living the life of a queen, of a woman who is confident, authentic, passionate, and receptive to all the goodness that life has to give her. So please go to registerunderstandmen.com and register for the Queen's Code Workshop. Thank you.